Oh my god, everybody, the show is back! Let's figure out how to end the song every last time.
Back in the garage.
We're back in the garage, folks. We are back in the garage. Whoa, oh, that's the logo.
Who cares?
Right. Folks, we're back in the garage. We're having a great time. I got a new laptop. The show is back. I'm sorry for the lack of shows, but I got fired, so I could not have a laptop. I was subsequently, you know, using my job's laptop that they provided me for the job to do the show. And now I got a brand new laptop set up that's fucking killer. It's the best thing ever. So shows are about to be immaculate after this point.
Does your laptop allow you to talk through your mic, or
why, you can't hear me? Seriously,
I can hear you. Tap your mic. That's coming through your computer.
No, it's not. It's coming from my mic. What about now?
See, it is.
What about now?
Tap it. Give it a tappy.
I'm looking at my fucking focus right. What about now? Maybe I blew it. Maybe it's gone after 3 years.
I mean, you sound fine anyway. I don't care. I just wanted to
You're
piss
fucking
you off.
With me.
But
it is true.
I swear to God, people in the comments, tell them I'm not lying.
I can tell by your
It
smile
sounds fine. But it's just not coming through the mic. But it sounds fine.
Yes, it is.
I swear to God, I'm not fucking with you.
Maybe it's not the microphone then. Hold on. Let me change portals.
This is podcasting. 20 minutes late and no mics. I went to my usual spot. I didn't know they were closed Monday, so it's all my fault. We're actually going to be on time for once. Third place is closed.
Oh, I know why it's not coming to your mics.
Mike Hunt.
Is that too loud, you cocksuckers?
Still not coming through the mic. Really? Let's just do this for an hour.
No, I don't want to. I have 30
I'm
other
I'm fine
mics.
With this.
I have 30 other mics, Stan. So why don't you just...
It's not the mic, obviously. It's the settings. Let's talk about the settings. The audio says it's the... coming through the Scarlet. I'll walk you through it like Adam Hinnick. Call me Stancil Hinnaker. Adam. Jim Hinnaker over here.
God damn it.
Right.
You got me. You got me.
What a surprise. I'm right.
Right.
There you go.
Wrong, you cocksucker.
Now we got you. Now we're doing a show.
Yeah, all right. Now we're doing show business. Well, now it's too loud, right?
A little quiet, if anything.
Balls. Right there.
Good.
Balls.
Beautiful. All right. We'll cut this all out.
Sorry about it. I did, to be honest, set it up beforehand. And then I guess something changed. I don't know. I got to get set up with this new thing. This new laptop is bad to the fucking bone, man.
You lost your job and bought a laptop. That's good.
Yeah, I bought a laptop. No, I didn't buy a laptop. Fitty Cash bought me a laptop.
Vinny
you
Cash!
Fucking chads. Yes.
The great Vinny Cash. Right. Fuck you, Chad. See, Chad Saturday, apparently, he's not going to show up. Everybody knows. Anybody that knows anything knows he's not showing up.
I know. I think I'm going to leave here at 8 a.m. on Friday.
Unless
you want to somehow figure out a way for me to pick you up.
I can't come till Saturday, so that's that.
Oh, okay. Because my boys are coming up. I got boys from Texas coming up. And,
ooh, good old boys. Now, will they also be unfortunately, I don't know if I could vet them in time to clear them for Mr. Brennan's security. So I'll be running his legs. Stevie will
one
be.
Of, one of them is 60 years old or old. No, actually older than that. And then one of them is 32 years old. Big boys. They're coming up. It's going to be fun. And I don't know if there's going to be some clearance. You know, if they see someone come at me, it's going to be a problem.
Well, you need, well, that's actually a great point. You're definitely going to need security, so they can run security for you. Because I'll be up to my dick hole in defending Brennan with everybody. Everybody's coming down there to have his head, apparently.
Brennan's head. No, I'm going down there for good bravo.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you need your own security. As Kevin said, I'm protecting his lower half. Stevie Lou's taking care of his upper half, and together we form one security guard.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Sorry, I stopped watching MLC.
No.
Since I lost my job, I'm bored. I don't tune in at 4 o'clock. It's a little bit hard for me. So
wouldn't it be easier?
Huh?
Wouldn't it be easier?
Not really. I'm trying to look for jobs and, you know, getting out there. So 4 o'clock is a nice time to do that.
Any, are we moving forward with a lawsuit against your old job because of the vax?
No leads, no leads, Stencil, but there are some fun stuff that are in the works.
Happening.
I love when things happen. Some bets being placed.
Good, okay.
You know, nothing wrong with a couple bets.
No, no. Oh, we're going to the home of East Coast betting tomorrow, Saturday. Right. What the fuck am I, this weekend? Right. The fuck?
Exactly. So we're having fun, dude. We haven't been here for a minute, you and I, and I could tell we're off, which is fun.
Well, we have a lot to get to. We have a lot to get to, which we'll get to.
Let's get to it right now.
Whatever. Well, I was going to, before we look forward, I think we have to look back. People want to know what happened. What is your side? This is your chance to explain yourself. I'm in hot water last Tuesday. You've heard what Gino has said. This is your show, and the floor is yours to
show.
No,
exactly. Thank you.
I know that wasn't my point, but yes. What say you? Gino says you're never allowed back on In Hot Water.
I don't give a fuck. Not happy. You know, I traveled into the show and I tried to make it fun. I was thinking, you know, since we're doing an in-person show,
We love in-person shows.
We love in-person shows.
We love real shows to begin with.
Wearing the fucking Speedo on the train hurt. It hurt. All right? So I did it for the bit. So, Gino, if you care, I'm sorry. And that'll be clipped.
There you go.
Facts.
I thought it was pretty entertaining.
My life. I did too. Dude, I got multiple messages that it was the funniest In Hot Water ever.
Yeah, Gino asked for the screenshots of those messages.
Oh, well, I'm not going to give those to him. I'll give them to you. I'm going to give them to him.
I thought it was fine. As I said, and I always say, people get too lost in the sauce. We're doing entertainment. So it is, if it's entertaining, that's all that matters. We're doing entertainment, folks. So as long as it's entertaining and people are talking about it, that's the whole point of what we're doing. So whether you agree with Ski Mask or love Ski Mask or hate Ski Mask like me, the fact is you're talking about it, you have an opinion on it, and we're in entertainment. We're not saving lives. We're not doing surgery, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing idiotic comedy category entertainment. And God damn it, are we good at it?
Oh, damn it. Dude, we don't even have to have guests, Stancil.
We don't have to have guests. We don't watch clips. We don't. This is all crap. Now, we may have a guest later on, but it's our kind of guest, as you see.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is we don't have to have guests because we fucking do it every fucking time. Every time we're on this show since 2020. My girlfriend brought it to my attention the other day. She goes, how long have you been doing the show? I'm like, 2020. Holy shit. 3 years. We don't have to have guests for 3 years. We don't have to have.
We have them when we want. We have them when we want. We don't need them. We can talk. This is a real show like the old days. Remember just a few years ago when you could just do a show with two or three people and just talk and not have to watch clips or read super chats or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This is a real show. You can all say what you want. We do a real show. We talk for an hour. There's not nine people on the screen. There's no clips. We're not making the show all about reading the chat. By the way, we will get to the chat, of course. If here's the rule. See if you agree with me, Ski Mask. Here's what I think we do with the chat. So we're honest, but we also don't go back. We're also not hypocrites. Anybody that super chats will always read at some point. We're not going to interrupt the show just because you super chat, unless it's a lot of money, maybe. We're not going to interrupt the show and just read it. But we will read anyone that super chats. It will 100% get read on the show at some point. If you comment in the chat, maybe two or three times a show, we catch up with the chat for the good people, our blue-collar people who are too poor and disgusting to afford a super chat. We catch up with the normals in the chat a couple times a show. You know what I mean? But we're not going to constantly just read chat. What do you think about that?
I don't like it. I think we read as we go on.
We read as we wish.
Whatever we read is what we feel like.
Regular comments are not guaranteed to be read. Super chats are guaranteed, and that's along the. How about that? That's a fair rule.
By the way, I'll be on Dr. Chow with Little Mir tonight at 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. Eastern time or 10 p.m. Eastern time. One of those times with the great Ray DeVito, like I was last week with Chad Zumach. I finally got to talk to Chad last week.
How did that go?
You know, the same old, same old. He left me hating him. I want to talk to Ray on Dr. Chow's show, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Dr. Chow's show. Going to talk to him, you know, because he's been jabbing his jaws.
Oh, Dr. Chow, my compatriot.
Oh yeah, man. You want a link?
No. I got no.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to take a nap after my own just show. No. To go do that. I don't want just no.
Just no. That's it. That's it, though. Yeah. Thank you, D. Klein Hose. It's a show about. Chow said something about why do you say the rules of the show so much? This is the show. It's a show about a show. What do you want to do? Topics? You want to talk about the air show disaster? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk the air show disaster? Tweet. You want to talk about the news? Go get fucked.
I love that tweet about people telling us, you know, we were the first. We were the first. We started this, Statzel, and everybody now has their own fucking shows.
Oh, they're all posers.
We were the first.
They're all posers. Listen, God bless you. God bless you throwing your hat in your ring. But that's it. And I think, you know, I think that's why the amount of works or bits have exceeded annoying levels is because our whole thing being a show about a show about a show.
Right.
Has always been, we're hyperbolic about a lot of things. We say ridiculous things like this is the best show on the internet.
Say
cock a lot, and we talk about cocks. But if you have a higher IQ, we don't cater to low IQ here, you see? So you have to understand what's going on this show, whereas a lot of these other newer shows, and I'll take Joey C, for example, because I like Joey C, so it won't seem like I'm totally shitting on him. But he goes on, by the way, Joey C, a better guest last week than all these people, if you understand MLC, because it's not about having good guests. It's about having people, Kevin.
It's about shitting on people.
Exactly. So anyway, Joey C is going on about it. He's going to have this person on, and he's got a new show. And the thing, I think Joey C actually believes it, whereas we're doing a comedy show.
Right.
You know, you get what I'm saying, and I feel like that applies to a lot of these other newer podcasts.
Well, it applies to a lot of things, Dan. So we try to be funny here.
No,
oh my god, we're not funny.
I don't
try
to be funny. We just are.
We just are. We're just funny. We're hilarious. You know what I mean? So
we're the funniest people in the world.
You and I together,
yes,
naturally funny. Oh. Naturally funny. All right. I'm the best co-host you could ever have. I would never fire you because I know that you're funny.
Right.
You know, and you know, you get the cash. It's hilarious. It's funny shit. This is better than anything Kevin Brennan can put out. This show right now is funnier than anything Kevin Brennan can put out. Period.
Clip it before this weekend. Thanks. Clip it right now and send it to him. By the way, I tweeted it out that we're doing a show. This is not a direct shot across about MLC. We have real lives. We have real jobs. At least one of us has a real job. One of us is looking for a real job. So this is the only time. This is the only time this week we could actually do it. We didn't do it this weekend. And everybody, I mean, I got thousands upon thousands of messages about where's the show? Where's the show? Where's
211? Let's see your t-shirt.
Where's 211? Where's Ep 211? I got thousands and thousands of messages this weekend. So I said, you know what? I'll do all these freaks a favor. I get out of work at 5, ski mask, let's get an app out there. Unfortunately, we have to compete with the great Kevin Brennan. I hope he's not suffering too much. But that is the reason why we're doing it at this time. And rack me.
I totally forgot we were competing with Kev. That's why we don't have many viewers.
You know? Well, we actually have a lot more than some other people get in hours of programming already. So I'm sure that'll pick up in about 20 minutes.
Guys like Chad who might show up in Atlantic City.
Yeah, no chance that's happening. I give them credit. I forget who. Maybe Milton. Hopefully. By the way, happy last Milton Monday, everybody. Hopefully. What a fucking detriment to MLC.
I haven't watched MLC in 3 days.
Been saying it every week. Every week, the last however many months. Milton is not good on MLC. I'm not saying he sucks. I'm saying he's not good for MLC. He's good, whatever, doing whatever he does, but he's not good for MLC. And I'll stand by that. And the people are with me, and rack me again. Put another rack on me.
Rack him.
I got show and tell stuff. I got some stories to tell. We got to talk about Atlantic City.
Yes.
I mean, what do you want to start with? I had sex in Long Island Sound Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Let's start with sex.
This is the sex talk. Sex talk portion of the show.
Sex talk, people. I just got this laptop set up. Next week, I'm telling you, everything will be set up. I'll have the monitor, all this shit. This laptop is the fucking rules, man. I don't know.
Cash, still waiting on my sure, Mike. Thanks. Anyway, got out of work late Saturday night from the Soccer Ball Comedy Club. Two sold out shows. We did that. He made a little money. Met up with my lady of the night, of course.
Nice.
People so rudely referred to as my stinky coochie black girl. You how dare you people?
I did not.
Went to Old Casey's Bar and Tavern, best bar in America. Rack me.
Shout out Casey Armstrong.
Went back to the house, did some illicit drugs, listened to Lord Huron albums. Next thing we know, it's 5 a.m. No need to go to sleep now. Waited till the sun came up, went down to the beach here, sat in nature for a bit. Ski Mask, don't you enjoy, and maybe this is a tip for those at home, sitting in nature, you sit in nature, by the way, beach in the morning, I mean, I'm talking early morning, like 5 to 8 before all the freaks and the you know who's show up. One of the great times ever be at a beach.
Just for an example, yesterday when me and my girlfriend went to the beach, I make it a point to leave our phones in the car. We leave our phones in the glove box of the car.
Very progressive of you.
Yes. So that we get down to go and enjoy. I read some Hemingway, and she reads whatever she wants to read.
Oh, I love Hemingway. I'm halfway through Islands in the Stream, of course.
Really?
Written on Bimini, of course, about Bimini Island. So
you bring him in whenever you want.
No. I'll bring him in when it's time.
Yeah.
Sat in nature for a bit, and don't you love, you got it, folks, if you don't do it, you got to sit in nature quietly. Not like you have to shut up, but just look around. Don't look at your phone. And within, leave it in the car. I would say within as early as
we
as
literally
soon
do
as,
that, Chancel. We leave our phones in the fucking car, and it's amazing. We go out there, and then we talk about real life shit. We lay on the beach. We go to the beach almost every day. You know where we are. You know, spot, the same spot that we did the show from. It's amazing. You have no phone. You have no interaction.
You don't have a phone.
Like, it's great. What am I gonna do? Leave my phone in a bag while I go out just swimming?
Leave it in the car.
Yeah, just leave it.
All I was saying is within 15, 20 minutes of, again, it's usually early morning because otherwise, if there's all freaks around, then it ruins it. But within 15 minutes, you start seeing the cycles of all the animals, the birds. They're not just doing bullshit. They're all doing something if you let yourself notice it. So anyway, did that for a bit. It was low tide. Said, let's go for a swim. She's a swimmer. She's not afraid. She's not like these other mongoloids. Like, oh, you go swimming in the ocean. You go swimming in the sound. Oh, it's dirty. No, you're just a coward. You're just a sheltered coward. That's why you don't go in the sound. Went for a nice long swim. She's actually an award-winning swimmer, as I'm an All-American. So if you ever do have a black child, it will be a pro athlete. And her idea, she said, let's have sex to knock it off the list. So I put my penis in her vagina at low tide in Long Island Sound. Rack me.
Rack it, boys.
our guest is in the waiting room. Guest, we see you. I'll bring you in when it's time. We got to catch up. Got to catch up on a few things because I know things are going to get crazy when our guest comes in here.
Right.
I had sex in Long Island Sound around 7:30. Went and got breakfast. Had some more.
Congratulations
sex
on the sex.
Thank you. About time someone congratulated.
Congratulations on the fucking sex, Stancil.
And that's my sex story. Sex with Stancil.
Dude, it's ridiculous what's going on out there, though, man. Like, I don't want to fucking leave the house. I feel like this is my dome. And not getting dome, but like the dome over my head. You know what I mean?
The your home base, you're saying? What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't want to leave, man. Every time I go out, something's crazy out there. I don't want to do it. I'd just rather stay underneath my dome.
Yeah, it's a crazy time. It's a crazy time.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and shots are going off here in New Haven. And I'm just like, why?
Gun wave in New Haven, we called it.
Gun wave in New Haven. That's exactly what my girlfriend said. Thank you. I'm like, why would I leave? That doesn't make any sense.
So you just mentioned something I wanted to touch on. I touched on it last week. And just to be clear, Aaron Burr did not make white. I understand. And this is not a knock on Burr. Berg did not make up Make White. He brought it to the attention of you low IQ mongoloids. But we grew up, me and my friends called Come White all growing up and Make Brown. That's all old shit. So
I got it from you.
I understand. Yeah, exactly. So Levy said it on MLC again today. Okay. I understand. And I get it. I understand a lot of these mongoloids. Maybe even Levy didn't know about it till Berg said it. But that's an old just joke. So again, I'm very funny, funnier than most people. And
you are.
So that's why I brought it. I brought Make White to the MLC world. You're all welcome. I'll be at AC on Saturday. I will be signing autographs for $5. $5. I did not book a room yet. I think I may just wing it, sleep somewhere, or not sleep at all.
I got a place for you. We'll be sleeping.
I may not sleep at all. I got a very
special boys coming up from Texas.
I got a special shirt I will be wearing to run security for Mr. Brennan, so everybody knows who the security is. Where are we at? Do you have any fights lined up? Are you worried about anyone for this weekend before we get to her?
I don't know what's been going on with his, situation with MLC. Is he in the hospital? Is he not?
Because if he's not, Ray's got pneumonia. He's got pneumonia.
I did not know that. I've not been watching the show. I've been sleeping every
day. He hurt his knee. He's got pneumonia.
Okay. So I won't fight him. Otherwise, I was going to smack him down if Chad.
You're gonna arm wrestle him.
I can arm wrestle.
Maybe we could set up an arm wrestling at the poker room. You could watch Kevin play poker or watch Ski Mask arm wrestle Ray DeVito. What else I had for AC? So the kayak thing, we're not doing the kayak thing. We looked into it. It's too much of a pain in the ass. You got to drive like a city over. What I will 100% be doing, I'll be leading a swim into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
I'll be leading a swim Saturday afternoon before we all get to, well, we can definitely drink, but I don't want to be responsible for any deaths. Actually, I do. I take that back. But either way, Forget all that. I will be leading a swim Saturday afternoon, Atlantic City. Bring your swim trunks. Stancil's going to take you out past the breakers. We'll get some education. We'll do some shark watching. So, yes, there's something else for Ski Mask Palooza, folks. Ski Mask Palooza this Saturday.
You want to be eaten by a shark.
Nothing more than the world.
I know. I do, too. But I'm not ready yet. I'm not like you. I'm much more younger than you.
Much more younger. Terrible vocab.
It's like
I'm an English major.
I know. It's like 8 years I'm younger than you. But I also feel the same way. Every time I go out swimming, I'm like, please.
You're older than my black lady.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Think about that. Does your coochie stink?
No, it smells all right. I do have jock itch right now.
Well, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. Let's throw this guy in here and see what happens.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey,
turn your fucking mic down, Jesus!
My mic is down.
Now it's better. How you doing, Michael?
Something else is down still.
I am doing very well, guys. It's good having me on.
Big Peace is the first time on the show. Big
we always ask our guests.
Yeah, it's my very first time.
Welcome, Michael. Michael Gavin Ali. I don't know if he's my arch nemesis or my friend, but that's pretty
much I'm your friend.
We're good, my dear friend, Michael Gavin Ali. The hit show. Now, what is the show rebranded as?
Just the Michael Gavin Ali show.
Now, did you drop the bad man moniker? Are you still a bad man?
I'm still a bad man. But it was my producer and me had to change the theme song because of copyrights.
Now, you have a producer?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have a producer. We've been doing this 211 times.
We just run it.
Welcome, Michael. Come hang out with us. We don't usually have guests, so this is. I hope you know how special this is for you.
Thank you very much. I've been wanting to come on. I've been thinking about
Come.
No, I've been kind of distancing myself from you, Jim, and I was like, you know what? He's not a bad guy at all.
He's one of the greatest.
And I was like, you know what?
Don't tell him
he can come. He can come on to my show. I mean,
he'll come on, all right.
Yeah. The last time I saw Stancil was I got so upset with Kate Meaney not going out with me, and it was just so. I was just like, great. And I basically was working that day, and I was like, great. Now I have to take a train. And be in the city, you know? And I don't like being off. I like being off from work if I'm doing In Hot Water and Wet Spot. But I just felt like it was just,
A waste of your time.
Wow. Yeah, it was because... Wow.
That's big news. That's breaking. So Wet Spot was a waste of your time.
That day I thought it was a waste of time. I just
any consolation, as you know, she didn't pick me either.
Really. I know.
Yeah, we know who she picked, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she likes the black cock.
Whoa, Jesus. We don't do that here. That's not.
We're not racist here on this network.
I know. So I was just, I was bummed out. But what are you going to do? Shit happens.
We call it brown phallus here. We don't say black cock. Do you watch now? Do you have any? This is Michael. I don't know if you know. I hope you know. 211 episodes. The core of this show, even though Ski Mask doesn't watch it anymore, the core of the and he's going to the part of Palooza of it Saturday. The core of this
Wait! I will interrupt you right now.
I said part of Palooza. The Palooza is Ski Mask Palooza.
Our Palooza. It's Ski Mask Palooza
featuring MLC Palooza.
Correct.
We know.
You were about to fuck it up.
Going on with MLC?
Damn it, Michael. I'm trying to get to a question. I'm dealing two you know what's. Because we don't say that word here either. Anywho, this is an MLC wrap-up show at its core, to a point. That's what it was born out of, at least. So my question was going to be, what are your feelings in general? What are your feelings on MLC and or Kevin Brennan? We'll put 3 minutes on the clock. Go.
I don't like Kevin Brennan. Ooh, I think he's very annoying.
Clip it. I'm going to hit record. All right, now start again. Go.
All right.
Kevin Brennan is very annoying.
No. Say it the same way you just said it. Start again. Good. 3, 2, 1.
I do not like Kevin Brennan. He is very annoying. He sucks anyway. He's like a yapping little bitch. And he's just going on these tirades for no reason. And I'm just like saying to myself, Kevin, you have nothing going on. Oh, yeah, that's right. You own a comedy club with Bob Levy.
Oh, that's defunct. That doesn't exist. That actually doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't exist anymore.
It's defunct, yes.
Oh, okay. But Kevin Brennan is such a real fucking narcissist. I'm telling you, dude. I mean, like, he overreacts like a little bitch. And he's like a Chad Zumok, Stuttering John, Opie.
Wow. I love it. I love this. You got to have Kevin send me the link. I would like to see you have this out with him.
I just can't stand him.
You should get Kevin on your show.
Maybe I should. Yeah, you know, thinking about it, I will take that suggestion. I just think that Kevin is angry that his brother is more popular than him, and he's just bitching and whining. Here's an interesting story how I know Kevin Brennan.
Please.
Kevin Brennan had that show called Burning Bridges on Monday with
the
Brian
great Burning Bridges,
McCarthy.
Of course.
And it was like 3 years ago when I first met Brennan, Brian P. McCarthy, and Shane Gillis for the very first time. And, like, I walk in and, like, who the hell are you? And I was just like, oh, I'm just here for the shows. And I was like, Kevin Brennan, this guy? And he looked very miserable. Then last year,
this should all be clipped and sent to Kevin Brennan, by the way.
Went on In Hot Water, Kevin Brennan was there, and I was pretending to be Bill Burr.
I remember that. A classic.
And it was hilarious, and Kevin Brennan was so fucking pissed. And I was laughing hysterically, and I was just like, man, and everybody for some reason was just laughing. And like Kevin Brennan just got so fucking embarrassed.
So you embarrassed him.
Oh yeah. And I don't think he will ever forgive me for this. Wow. You know,
I would really love to see you guys talk about this on a podcast. Maybe he'll have his company. I mean, we're the step. Everybody knows we're the green room to MLC. This is usually where people come. The next step is, of course, the big show MLC, although this is quickly approaching to be one of the biggest shows on the internet.
Yeah.
This is a step. This is a stepping stone to get on MLC. So this is your chance. So far, I love it because we love conflict on MLC. We always talk about it. We don't want guests Kevin agrees with. It's boring. We don't want guests. If you watch MLC, now I'm going on a tangent, Michael.
Thank you for your words.
Here I go now. Rev me up. Start me up. Rolling Stone. How's Mick Jagger not dead?
What is going on with Kevin?
If you watch MLC for anything other than Kevin Brennan, then A, you don't understand MLC, and B, you're an idiot. The show is not a show to be watched. This is not a you, Mike. I'm talking to the idiots out in the world. The show is not about guests. Everybody's like, oh, I like Milton when he's on. If you watch it for Milton, then you're a fucking idiot. I'm not saying you're an idiot for liking Milton. You're an idiot for watching MLC for anybody other than Kevin. The show is nothing but Kevin being miserable, as Michael Gavin yes. always said. Michael Gavin only said Kevin hates himself and he's a narcissist. And that's what the show is all about. And if you watch it for any reason other than that, you are the problem. You are an idiot. Make white, rack me.
100% Sassy hit the nail on the head. Kevin fucking hates himself. And it's hilarious to watch him talk about it in real life. It's always been that way. It's been that way since crashing. It's been that way since burning bridges. And now it's still that way with ML fucking C. I can't put it through people's head enough. It doesn't matter about who's on the show. It's just yeah. Kevin. You're watching for him. You're not watching for anyone else.
Kevin is like a train wreck from hell. I mean, like,
he's a beautiful man, but he's angry. And he shows his anger over his microphone.
He's like Chad Zumach, Stuttering John, and Opie. Put those three together, and you get Kevin Brennan.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's like, MLC I don't know. MLC
Podcast does not support the views of our guests in any way, shape, or form. The opinions of our guests are, sorry, I say this every show. I forgot to get this in. The opinions of our guests are theirs and theirs alone. We are not responsible for the opinions of our guests. $400 ends the show. If somebody $400
ends the show right now, folks.
If somebody wants to affect history, they can send over
$400. $400 ends the show right now.
Hey, guys, did you check out my recent show?
No, just this week. Not. No.
I don't watch my own show.
No. The Michael Gavin Ali show.
I don't watch any show.
I don't even watch this show. I don't watch my own show.
Right.
I don't. I barely watch. I watch what I watch my. Go on. Anyway, why?
So Stevie Lou was pretending he was Ski Mask.
Big Daddy Lou?
Yeah. Stevie Lou.
Good for him.
One or two pieces of Kevin Brennan security entourage.
Right.
Number one right here, folks.
Yeah. And you ever heard of B Dabbler?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I know who he is. I know what he looks like without the mask.
Oh, cool. So we covered Stuttering John, and we were just tearing him apart. And he looked so – and this was like – like, got to be, like, 19 years ago. And, man, what the fuck happened to him? Like, it was like, he goes from Howard to Jay Leno, and now he's a nothing.
No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Talk about your cock.
All right, let's talk about that.
Mike is a very sexual. We all, if you don't know Michael Gavin Ali, he's a very sexual boy.
Yeah. So,
have you jacked it today? How many times? How many times have you jacked it today?
Right.
Once.
Who'd you jack it to?
Who and what? What was the subject?
I was watching Asakura's Insatiable 2.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, she got a material.
So,
better than the original.
Yes.
Whoa, that's rare.
Sequels well, it's a lot more. It's a lot more hardcore.
Less black.
She does a gang bang for the very first time, and this was like, I have the DVD, so it's in perfect condition. And when I bought it, it was like first gang bang. First double vag and first double anal.
This is the sequel.
Yes.
Okay. Now, hold on. You buried a lead here. You watched this on DVD.
Yeah.
Now, so you took it out. Now, do you have a boner before you choose the DVD? I'm dead serious. Because I'm actually very curious about this. This is a sexual show. This is the new Dr. Ruth, basically, this show. Now, I don't want to be too blue. Are your genitals full before you reach for the DVD, or do you throw that in and then you get the old slapstick going?
The one that
can you fit your penis through the DVD? the middle of the DVD. Can you fit your...
Probably in the hole.
Did you just fuck the DVD, Michael?
No.
Tell the truth.
Nope.
And you can fit it in the hole in the middle?
No.
Wow. Somebody's doing
so well. So I basically, the last question is yes. I do, when I put the DVD in.
You have some blood flowing.
Yes. And basically I start jerking off and I just, like, if there's like a hot scene, like, I don't know, two guys fucking Asa Akira, I get so turned on. And like that's a lot of fun, you know.
Well, but that is fun. That's a hell of a lot of fun. That's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I have a barf bag handy.
No, I didn't want to.
So wait, do you know? You know the? Do you know the timestamps for on this DVD by now? Like, do you jump around, or you just kind of skim through looking for?
I basically skim. I basically watch scenes, but you know, with my DVD player, it's like they put it on pause and they know what they're getting.
Now, who is they? You're not talking about the Jews, are you?
No,
don't do that here.
No, basically, I have a DVD player and basically it holds the scene, so when I stop watching it, it holds the scene that I stopped, and okay. I still keep on jerking off to it.
That's cool.
So, I mean, like, I watch a lot of porn, like, but I jerk off probably, like, once a day.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, on the weekend.
That's not crazy.
I mean, like, on the weekends.
Weekends, you go big on weekends. You get it in on weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, fill the bucket, right?
I jerk off, like, probably, like, two times on the weekend.
Two times a day?
No, two times in the day on the weekend.
It's still not that much. I thought you were going to say you're just going nuts. Turn the temp up to 85 and get in there a few times, four or five times.
I mean, like, you know, it depends on my mood.
The DVD player can only take so much, I assume.
Yeah. But I watch, like, I have, like, online subscriptions to, like, sites, not like Pornhub, but the main studio ones. Not OnlyFans. I'm not really into OnlyFans. Like basically the big studios, like I don't know, Adult Time, Vixen Media.
Gotta stop you, Mike. I gotta stop you. There's people in the chat that are appalled, frankly, calling you an amateur that you talk about sex so much and you only jerk off once a day. What do you say to the haters that think once a day is pathetic?
I just don't have. Like, who gives a shit?
People in the chat. You're a personality. You're an entertainment personality.
Yeah.
People seem to be upset that they feel like you're.
I'm not full of shit.
You're not full of cum either.
No, I basically like today. I mean, I was off from work. So basically, I jerked off twice today.
Nice.
So
that's good.
So basically, it depends on my mood. If I'm going to jerk off later, before I go to bed, you know, and it's like, what's the big deal? I mean, like, I watch, like, the online sites, and I don't jerk off. I basically watch it as a movie. So,
that's fucking interesting and terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, there are a couple scenes that really turn me on, but I rarely jerk off in front of my computer.
You don't want it to look at you.
Yeah. So,
You're worried about your computer watching you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to spill jizz, spill cum on my computer.
Please. That, no, white. We call it white. You don't want to make white on your computer.
Yeah. I mean, like, blow a load on my computer.
Jesus. This is a clean show. Just say make white.
Make white. I don't want to.
Say, I don't want to make white on my computer.
I don't want to make glue on my computer.
God damn it. We're going to have to take this app down. This is too hot for TV. So you shoot ropes. Now, you're a rope shooter?
No, I'm like a glue guy.
I'm sorry to everyone for this. I love this, frankly. Kay McDuck said, what in the hell of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, is going on here? Hank the Homeless Clown says he lies about shooting ropes, I bet.
No, I don't.
You just said you're a glue gobbler.
Yeah, I mean, like, I shoot, like, glue out. I mean, like, if you saw my loads, they look like...
I'll pass. Now, look like stop. And again, glue. White. So you're white. Now, are we talking Elmer's or are we talking more like Gorilla?
More like Elmer's.
Elmer's. Well, that's great. That's great. Okay, so you don't... All right. So DVD player, no computer, phone?
No. Wow. I don't watch anything.
You're progressive. I like the. You don't want to be what? I'm sorry. You don't want what on your phone?
I just don't want people to look at my phone if I'm watching a scene. You know, for like 40 minutes on my phone because it just doesn't make any sense to me because it's not like a real turn on. You know, and I just think it's just. Kind of stupid. I like being on the computer at my house or when I'm in my bedroom.
I respect that. It's not enjoyable. These people, there's a lot of real cretins out there coming on phone all day. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And I just like, why? I mean, like, I could come home and watch a clip of the next scene for the site.
You pick up where you left off.
Yeah. I mean, like, on the internet, like, on these sites, you could watch a trailer for, like, next week's when the performer actually goes with the new scene. And that's what, you know... triggers me to watch the scene and the actual performer that you're into. And it's really cool just watching these scenes on the computer. It's like you're watching it on your DVD set. I mean, like,
nice, you know. Big screen.
Yeah.
Well, this is something. This is an episode. I'll give a hot tip to everybody at home. Not a tip, but a little exclusive here. And you'll appreciate this, Michael. I made white and unknowingly, that's the best part. That's how you know it's true love. I unknowingly made white to a one Jocelyn Jane today, and I didn't even realize it until after I finished making white. And Jocelyn Jane is a dear, dear friend. I was just on a show with her last night. What a day. What do you think about that?
Wow. That is amazing. That is very amazing.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Did you made white on her butt or on her chest or on her face?
What would I do? This is, I apologize, everybody. This is a very dirty episode, but go ahead. What would I do or what did I do? Because I.
What did you do?
Well, I didn't. I'm a cretin, Michael, and I was watching it on my phone today. I wasn't having sex with her.
Oh.
I meant I was watching it. I made white to her today. Like, okay. Scene. No, come on. Dream come true time. And let me tell you, folks, she ain't a tranny. She's got a vagina, all right. a lot of people saying she's a tranny, which is not nice. I don't know where Ski Mask is. I'm going to pull up his thing.
He's not there.
He left without saying anything. I have no idea what's happening. I don't know if his neighbors are raiding his house. I have no idea what's happening. He's left me in the trenches big time. Let me catch up on some chats in the meantime, for the love of God, to get a little palate cleanser. Bex Rock, yeah, can't be having this. Decline host, please, for the love of God, cut him loose. I'm loving this. Don't be so scared. Sex is normal. Sex is healthy, right, Mike? You can talk about these.
Yeah, it is. Adults. I mean, yeah. I'm a big talker about sex. And it's just like one of my things that I've been doing since we're a bunch of kids. You know, since I was in high school, I used to talk about pussy, but I never got it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, this was back in the 90s. I mean, like, I couldn't even socialize. It was just so bad.
Your boners?
No, I mean socialization when I was in high school.
Oh, you've come a long way. I will give you credit.
Oh, yeah.
We have fun here.
Yeah, I mean, like, who is your favorite porn star? Like,
wow,
right
now. Wow. What are you got your own show or something?
I'm just asking.
No, I'm kidding. My favorite, you know, I like the classics, Mike. I like a good Gianna Michaels. I like a good Angela White. I love a good Tiana Trump, although there's not many of her videos out there. If I had porn stars, those are my gals. But though they're older now, they don't. I just watch the classics. They're old ones because they're so good. But yeah, those are probably it. That's probably it. I mean, like the meat. I like some meat on my bones, Michael.
I mean, I go for the Angela White, Jenna Hayes, and Annette Schwartz. You ever heard of Annette Schwartz?
No.
She's a German porn star.
Schwartz. I don't know if the German part of her would like that.
No, but she's actually from Germany, and she does a lot of hardcore.
Did she escape something in Germany? Is that how?
No,
she has the last...
No, she's actually from Germany. So she came to the U.S. Yeah.
Schwartz from Germany. Okay, go on.
So I have like this CD. I have like her DVDs called Slut Woman.
And, Slut Woman. They thought a while. That's and, a smart name.
And she does a lot of crazy shit. She blows like 20 guys in one scene and they come all over her face, which is crazy.
That's a lot. Did you see that Japanese bukkake girl suffocated from bukkake the other week?
No, died? No.
Yeah, I saw
not
it.
At all.
I saw it on my Twitter timeline, so it has to be true. Hold on, Michael. We got a Canadian or California $5. I don't know how anything works. I don't know where Ski Mask is. He owes me for this. He's left me in the trenches. I'm gonna kick his ass in Atlantic City since Ray DeVito's not going to do it. Waiting for it to come up because my computer sucks. You know, this guy gets a new computer. Jimmy I, Canadian something $5. Michael, would your daddy let Stancil move into your sweet apartment? He'll share the ladies or get you your own bachelor pad, me and you?
If it was a two-bedroom apartment, yeah. It's a one-bedroom, but...
Well, I'll talk to Dad. Not a bad idea. We could hit the town. I could do it kind of like an odd couple. We can make some things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I tell you the whole story? What happened in January? So
what?
So
what do you mean? Hold on, I have to prove the story. This is not a.
No, what happened to me?
Hold on, no, Mike, I'm sorry. We have more super chats we have to get to. I don't know how anything works. Ski Mask has left me. I'll be taking all the money from this show. So if you people want to Ski Mask to not get money, start sending it now. The great Tommy Seven Names, who will be at Ski Mask Palooza featuring MLC Palooza this Saturday in Atlantic City. Tommy Seven Names is a big fan of yours. Mike, did you ever make white into a tube sock?
Nope.
If you missed it earlier, Tommy, I love it. Mike jerked off to a DVD today. DVDs and computers only. Enough of this phone shit. I like that. We gotta make some movement to stop jerking off the phones. It's not healthy.
No.
Hold on. We got to see if there's any more chats. Love the German cream pie gangbang. Do you ever watch Mail on Mail? Dr. Chow wants to know.
Nope.
But you do like the Devil's Threesome. You said you were watching that today.
Yeah, well, I was. You ever saw trans porn? Transsexual porn?
Sure, I've run into it.
I mean, I tried watching it, and it's terrifying.
Really?
I do not understand why a girl who's is attracted to transsexuals. I'm talking about beautiful women who have penises.
How about that Emma Rose? That Emma Rose gal. She's an attractive trans lady. She turns me on.
Yeah, she's very attractive, I have to tell you. There's like some other, you ever heard of Aubrey Kate?
This is a disgusting episode. I apologize to everyone. We usually do family shows. This is disgusting. By the way, our guests, some people were asking if you missed the great Michael Gavin Ali. I just figured everybody would know who we have on. Michael Gavin Ali, formerly a bad man.
I'm still a bad man.
He's still a bad man. Sex professional, sex connoisseur, I should say. Porn connoisseur, I should say. Jerks off to DVDs and computers and Asa Akira.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you want to see my place or?
Fuck it. Fuck it. Let's kill some time. First of all, it looks great. Now, obviously you don't want, wow. And what size, how big is that? Big piece computer, TV. What's that, 60 inches?
No, I think 42.
Yeah. Now, is that the TV you jerk off in front of?
No, I will show
really?
You.
Really? Yeah, let's see the jerk off TV. That's what people are clamoring. I'm getting thousands of messages asking to see. What's on that wall to your left?
Oh, that is...
DVDs?
No,
this is a nice fucking place. I live in a garage.
That's my Masters, He-Man Masters of the Universe collection.
Wow. On actual shelves. Take notes, Ray DeVito, you scumbag.
Yeah, so...
Nice.
Basically, this is the...
That's the jerk-off.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed there's no... Hold on. Slow it down, because now this is getting good. Now, I noticed there's no curtains on that window there. Are you a bit of a voyeur?
No. I take the curtains down when I'm jerking off.
Oh, there's blinds there. So yeah. What do you have? So wait, hold on. What kind of chair situation do you have? How do you watch TV one way and what? There's a TV across from that TV, right? Or am I an idiot?
No. That's
that was the other
TV.
Room.
Yeah, that's the other room.
Oh, boy. I live in a garage. And this guy's... Anyway, all right. Keep going. This is the dirtiest show we've done. If you didn't see the first half... That's the DVD collection? Let's see the one from today. Let's see the one from today. This is a great reveal. You jerk... Drunk on Cringe... Or I'm sorry, who says it? Michaela asks, do you jerk off standing up?
No.
No, he sits down, Mikhail. Jimmy I, $2. Mike, who cooks and cleans for you? Do you have a maid service?
No.
You do it yourself?
Yeah, I do it by myself, or my parents actually cook stuff for me.
That's nice. What's for dinner tonight?
No, grilled chicken and penne alla vodka.
Kind of like cum.
So I'll show you like one of the DVDs. Massive Facials, number 4.
That's the really one. Good. I want to see the one you made white to today. I don't want to see. Oh. We'll get to that if we have to. I want to see the one from. I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm trying to pull up a super chat, and I don't know how anything works.
A super chat?
Yeah, I know. But I told him I'd show him. This is not a. This is a real show where we don't base it off of super chats and clips. I like to look at porn collections. And talk about cum. Well, now let's not. I don't think we can. I just want to see the case of the DVD. We're gonna get kicked off YouTube if we watch it.
No.
Just show us that, and that's what you made white to today.
Mm-hmm.
Put it a little closer to the camera, please. There you go, Michael Gavinelli, endorsed. What is it called again? Asa Akira, butt fuck two.
Insatiable.
Insatiable two. Now, is that a play on Sid?
No, it's a trilogy.
Wow. Better than the better or worse than Godfather. Mike, I never came to the Godfather, am I right?
So right. I got other stuff that I want to show you.
Well, let's be careful with what we show. It's not your cock, is it? Whoa, more DVDs. Now, is this the porn?
No.
Do you keep? What's this?
No, this is my comic book collection.
Whoa. What's the, obviously it's a hack question, but all these idiots are going to want to know your most valuable comic.
I'll show you right on the wall.
On a wall, you're gonna ruin the value. It's gonna get faded up there.
No, these
what
are
is
the
it?
It's a Spider-Man number 1 from 19.
Is that the master of the? Some drunk on cringe says, "Please show the Master of the Universe collection." I'm a fan. €5. Ugh, that's gay. All right, this is insane. Ski Mask has left me in the lurch. If you were watching MLC, you're going to want to go back and see the beginning of this. Michael Gavin Ali is pretty wild shit, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of white talk. I think we're gonna call it. We like quality over quantity here at Ski Mask Media. What are you promoting, Mike? What's your Twitter? What's your blah? What's your shit? Go ahead.
Okay. My Twitter is Michael Gavin LE1. And do check out the Michael Gavin Ali show every other Wednesday. We record at 8 p.m., but we do the live stream the next night. And do check out my Instagram at Michael Gavin Ali 612, and thank you very much, Stencil. And I hope I will contact you. We'll bring you on. Probably in September.
Come on, I was on your last show. Shit. What was I gonna say? Yeah, who gives a fuck? I will be at Ski Mask Palooza featuring MLC Palooza this Saturday in Atlantic City. I will be. Tomorrow's schedule, 1 p.m. on this very YouTube, the Compound pregame, which, as you saw last week, has great bearing on what happens on the following shows of Compound Media, which are The Dump at 1:30. I'll be with Bobby tomorrow. Steve is still on assignment. And at 2:15, of course, In Hot Water with Gino. This will be up immediately following this. If you came here after MLC, you're going to want to go see the beginning of this. Trust me. SkiMaskCollective.com. You can get your Jaws shirt where Ski Mask is trying to eat me. I'll be leading if you missed it from this show, I'll be leading a swim Saturday afternoon in Atlantic City. I'll be protecting Kevin Brennan's lower half, Stevie Lou, his top half. Join the Patreon. We had the Patreon up, new Patreon just went up last week. All right, Gavin, Michael's had enough. I've had enough too. Fuck Ski Mask. He left me in the lurch. Tweet at him, cut it, clip it. Love all you, hate all you. See you Saturday. Bring your weapons. Hit the gym because daddy's going to be there. Fucking get it. Milton sucks.